祝福。
Before he was born, already God, God, a man of God, already prophesied that a second one will be the one who blessed by God.
甚至在他还没出生之前，神人已经预言说第二个出生的会变为大。
But at the beginning, his life, we really seeking for the blessing from God, even from early age.
甚至当他在年轻的时候，已经在去追求神的福气。
But he understood only the first son receive all the son's right go through the first son. So he understood he cannot get this first son right.
那要承受产业，他知道只有长子才能够承受产业。
So we know the story that he made a stew and went after his brother, old brother, considered as an old brother. But he, after hunting and came home, and he's very hungry, so that he suggests to selling to his sonship, to the first sonship to him, and then he offered this stew to eat it, let him eat it.
他哥哥以扫他去外面打猎回来之后，他就用了一碗红豆汤来准备要把他哥哥的长子名分买回来。
And his brother Esau and Jacob was very different personality.
他哥哥以扫跟雅各是有很不同的个性。
From early age, Jacob understood who is God.
在刚刚在年轻的时候，雅各已经知道神是谁。
So even early age, he stayed with his mother and father, and he grew up with them.
所以在小的时候，他就跟他爸爸妈妈一起住。
But it doesn't mean that he is the one that received all the blessing from God directly in that moment.
但是在那个时候，却不代表他就能够承受神的祝福。
He is still not well not trained. His faith is not well developed. So the God set the plan for him to train in him.
因为在那个时候，他的信仰还没有扎根，所以神要借着很多不同的事情来训练他。
So we know that after he stole the first sonship and then received a blessing from his father, and he has to run away from his brother.
后来他用了技巧来去争夺了他哥哥的长子名分，结果当他受到祝福之后，他就要去逃跑。
And from then on, his life turned to be alone.
从那个时候开始，他的生活就是变成一个很孤单的生
活。Nobody around him.
他身边没有人。
In order to receive all the blessing from God, he had to he himself to determine to commit himself to stay with God from then on.
所以，如果要得到他知道，如果要得到神的福气的话，他一定要决定。跟神同在。
If you look at our life, many of us here the same way. We go through the path of Jacob.
如果我们看看我们的生活，我们也是一样经过了雅各所经过的。
From the beginning, we because our parents believe in God, we are turned out to be followers.
刚刚开始的时候，因为我们父母相信神，所以我们就成了跟随的人。
We understand God pretty much, and we know we have to believe in God.
我们后来就更加了解神，然后知道我们要相信神。
But that faith is not well developed, not well ripened, not mature enough in the sight of God.
但是我们的信仰在神的眼前还不够成熟。
And then Jacob, when he ran away from his brother, now he's alone. But at that time, God blessed him.
当雅各离开他哥哥之后，他就成为一个很孤单的人。但是在那个时候，神就开始祝福他。
From man's point of view, actually, his life is quite a rough way from then on.
对一般人来讲，他的生活是一个很不顺利的生活。
Because everything he managed himself is his life.
因为他都要自己去兼顾他自己的事情。
But God truly promised him on the place in Bethel.
但是神却在伯特利那边祝福他，应许他。
God promised him, "I'll be with you, I'll help you, I'll bring you back to the land of Canaan."
神应许他说，我会帮助你，带你回去迦南地。
So he promised to God.
所以他就也是应许神。
If I will come back, I will set the altar.And I worship to the Lord here.
他答应神说，如果神把他带回去的话，他就会在这里建一个坛给 神。
And then he went his own journey to reach his uncle's place.
所以他就开始继续的去到他舅舅家。
And then he became a rich man, and under his uncles, he gained a lot of material blessing from God.
然后在他舅舅家，从神那边得到很多福气，成为一个富有的人。
During the 20 years of his life in the under the uncle's place, according to the Bible, God didn't show up to him.
在他住在舅舅家那二十年里面，神却没有向他显现。
Just he lived his life as a struggle himself under his uncle.
他只是在他舅舅家在他舅舅家过日子。
He dealing with his uncle many times, according to the Bible, 10 times changed the relying to the Jacob to get the profit taken out of the Jacob.
根据圣经，他舅舅曾经总共有十次的向他欺骗他。
But still, God continued bless Jacob. So Jacob became a rich man after 20 years.
但是神还是不停的祝福雅各，让他成为一个富有的人。
Sometimes our life go through such stage.
有时候我们的生活也是会经过这样子的地步。
We believe in God and we become independent ourselves, our own faith. But seems like God is nowhere.
我们相信神，我们的信仰看起来好像可以独立了，但是我们却找不到神。
Even at the beginning, God promised us in our life, bless us and keep us, to care us. But somehow God is nowhere.
在刚刚开始的时候，或许神有答应应许我们保护我们带领我们，但是慢慢的我们却感觉不到神的同在。
How is it possible that if God is with me, that my uncle can change, lied me the 10 times?
那为什么如果神跟我同在的话，为什么我舅舅可以这样子欺负我十次呢？
But even such condition, God still with him, he still believe in God, so God bless him continually.
但是就算是在这样子的情况之下，雅各还是一样的去相信神，所以神才会祝福他。
So he really in this world he trained himself, go through the many difficulties, but he overcome and went through and passed through the all kinds of experience in this world.
所以雅各在他的生命中经过了很多不同的困难，也克服了这些困难。
So after 20 years he became a man of experience.
所以在二十年之后，他就成为一个很有经验的人。
He obtained how to handle the business.
他知道怎么样子去做生意。
And also he obtained how to handle his own family.
而且他也知道怎么样子去管理他的家里人。
So God asked him to now leave this place, go back to land of Canaan.
所以在那个时候，神就叫他离开他舅舅，回去迦南地。
But according to the Bible, if you look at the Bible, the Jacob on the way back to the land of Canaan, still his own nature still bothers in his own faith.
但是当我们看他从他舅舅回家到回去迦南地的路上，他的个性还是一样在影响他自己的信仰。
God even show up to him to ask him to go back to land of Canaan. Even the voice can prove that God will go with him.
甚至神还亲自的说话给他听，说神跟他同在。
Even on the way, the man of God showed himself up to the Jacob to give him a strength and then also encouraged him.
甚至在路上的时候，神也差派天使去加添雅各的力量。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 32.
我们来看看创世纪的32章。
Genesis chapter 32 verse 1 and 2.
创世纪32章第一跟第二节。
Chapter 32, verse 1 and 2. Now as Jacob went on his way, the angel of God met him, and Jacob said when he saw them, this is God's camp. So he named that place Menahem. And here, look at here, that on the way, Jacob went on his way, the angel of God met him, he says.
在第一节里面讲到说，雅各仍旧行路，神的使者遇见他。
It's showing that the way of Jacob now toward to the direction is right according to it's God's way.
显现给他看，就是告诉他说他现在走的方向是对的，是按照神的旨意。
That's why the man of God come up here to encourage him.
所以 神的使者才会在这里显现去鼓励他。
But at this time, the Jacob still cannot secure about this confidence, so he's still afraid about his brother.
但是在这个时候，雅各还是一样缺乏信心，还是很害怕他的哥哥。
And let's look at the chapter 32, verse 7.
我们来看看三十二章的第七节。
Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people who were with him and the flocks and the herds and the camels into two companies. And look at the verse 7, that Jacob was greatly afraid. Here they say that.
在第七节这里讲到说雅各就甚惧怕。
And also verse 11, you look at the here, very, he can also say when he prayed to God even and he showed his afraid, the heart of afraid to God.
如果我们看看十一节的话，我们也看到他甚至在祷告的时候，他也是向神显出他惧怕的心。
So he's scared that his brother may attack him to kill all his the household.
他害怕他哥哥会去向他报复，把他家里人杀死。
So he's still not secure about his life.
所以他对他的生命没有什么保障。
Sometimes our faith turn out to be like this also.
有时候我们的信仰也是好像这样子。
No matter how much we trained, no matter how much we go through under the trial, still our nature is not enough strength, not enough confidence of God.
不管我们经过多少的训练，我们有时候的灵性还是不够坚固。
So that the fear and come onto our life, that it bothers our Christian life.
所以这个惧怕就会影响了我们基督徒的生活。
So it's kind of a two way we believe in God. One way we comfort by the word of God and through the prayer.
So we want to let God's word and prayer to comfort us.
But on another side, we still worry about our life.
But on the other side, we still worry about our life.
Because we do not have enough confidence out of us. Let us believe that we are the descendant of a spiritual descendant of Jacob.
So, 让我们要了解到我们是雅各属灵的子孙。
Our life is similar like the path of Jacob.
我们的生活跟雅各的生活是差不多的。
Let us remember God is with us, encourage us, and behind of us.
我们要知道神是跟我们同在，也是在我们旁边支持我们的。
But human nature always we worry about tomorrow.
但是作为人的本性就是要忧虑明天。
But our path is right way.
但是我们现在的方向是对的。
But we don't have to worry about it.
所以我们才不需要去担心。
So God is encouraging us and behind of us to protect us.
所以神在这里鼓励我们，保护我们。
When Jesus was in the boat and all the disciples also with him in the boat.
当主耶稣跟他的门徒在船上面的时候，
But there's a storm hit the boat.
但是那个时候刮大风浪，
And water coming into the boat.
水跑进去船里面了。
A situation is completely changed, even though their master performed the miracles. But the situation itself convinced them that they might die soon.
在那个时候虽然主耶稣之前也 显过很多神迹，但是当他们看到这个情况之下，他们还是很害怕。
Even though Jesus with them, they do not realize that Jesus is their God.
虽然神主耶稣跟他们同在，但是他们却没有了解到主耶稣就是他们的神。
And then Jesus, they woke up to Jesus.
所以他们就把主耶稣叫醒。
And rebuked the wind and the wave, and then the wave come down.
然后主耶稣就责备风浪，然后风浪就停了。
They all rebuked by Jesus. The you of little faith.
后来这些门徒都被主耶稣责备，说他们是没有信心的人。
Sometimes our life turn out to be like this, even though God is with us, but because of our own weakness, we worry about our life, afraid of tomorrow, we do not trust in the Lord our life, so we turn out to be just have a little faith.
就好像我们现在也是一样，虽然我们知道神跟我们同在，但是因为我们的软弱，我们都会缺乏信心。
You look at Jacob. Jacob is very person with a very intelligent person, and he's also he know how to handle many situations his own way.
雅各是一个很聪明的人，他也知道 怎么样子去管理他的事情。
And here, before he crossed over the Jabbok River, and he prepared himself to manage his own herd and all the sheep to trying to protect his family and he himself.
甚至在当他过河之前，他还先把他的家里人那些分把他们分开去保护他们。
But still, he relied on. But still, at the same time, he relied on God.
在那个时候，他依靠着自己，也同时间也依靠神。
That turned out to be his life is very struggle, truly.
所以在这里就可以看到他的生活是很充满冲突的。
How about our life? Sometimes does that like this?
那我们的生活有没有也是这样子呢？
And sometimes we struggle ourselves, then we worry about tomorrow.
有时候我们会在内心挣扎，在忧虑明天。
Let us believe in God.
我们要去相信神。
Sometimes we too smart doesn't help us in our life.
有时候我们的聪明智慧不会帮助我们什么。
Sometimes our faith turn out to be like a children's faith, childish faith. Actually, the way God help us and we our life also.More secure than we are the grown-up men that who use our own intelligence.
有时候，如果我们的信仰好像小孩子信仰那么单纯的话，神就会更加的帮助我们。
We have to understand that our own way, our own manage that our life doesn't mean that our life will be successful.
我们依靠自己的力量去管理我们的生活，不代表我们的生活就会有成就。
Without God's guidance, without God's blessing in our life, there's nothing will be happening in our life.
如果没有神的带领，没有神的祝福的话，我们的生命圈不会有什么结果。
Last night we studied about the Matthew chapter 18, talking about when Jesus mentioned about we should be converted like a child.
昨天晚上的英文查经班的时候，我们查考过马太福音的第十八章，在那边主耶稣告诉我们说，我们的信仰要好像小孩子。
Children is not smart enough to understand many things.
小孩子他们没有足够的智慧去了解一切。
Many times the children's attitude is they don't know.
很多时候小孩子的反应就是说我们不知道。
That's why they rely on their parents completely.
所以他们才会完全的依靠他们的家父母。
Sometimes, not sometimes, but all the time, we need such kind of faith that we rely on God completely all the time.
所以我们要经常的就保持着好像小孩子的信心。
But then in chapter 32 here, he's a process, although he's scared, but he prayed to God.
在32章里面讲到说，虽然他是害怕，但是他还是向神祷告。
Since his journey to get close to his brother, he knows what he has done is it's not good. The previous old times.
当他在这里在路上的时候，他回想以前，知道他以前所做的是不对的。
So he want to reconcile with his brother.
所以他想跟他哥哥和好。
So his intention that he reconcile his brother is he repent that the repent it is the signal of repentance.
所以他想跟他哥哥和好的，代表了他有要悔改的心。
And also that that because of that he come back to the Lord.
而且因为是这样子，所以他才回去神的面前。
Sometimes we also have a kind of a relationship between our brothers and sisters.
有时候我们在兄弟姐妹之间也会有这样子的关系。
Sometimes the relationship bothers our Christian life.
有时候我们兄弟姐妹之间的关系会影响我们基督徒的生活。
In order to clear out our Christian life with God, we have to clear out this one.
如果我们要跟神同在的话，我们就要把这些事情。拿走。
Many times, man's way is impossible to solve the problem.
有很多时候，人的方法是不能够解决问题。
But if we truly repent, we truly draw ourselves to the Lord, and God help us to solve all the problems.
但是如果我们悔改，我们愿意亲近神的话，神就会帮助我们解决问题。
Think about chapter 32 here, the verse 6, and his brother brought 400 people and come close to him now.
在这里三十二章的第六节里面讲到说，他哥哥带了400人去找他。
400 men is enough to kill he and his whole household.
400个人可以足够的去把他全家人跟他的仆人杀死。
But who changed their heart? God changed their heart.
但是是谁在改变他哥哥的心呢？是以扫。
Anytime we have a problem, such kind of personal problems, Anything that bothers our life, that gives us afraid, gives us trouble in our life, we have to ask to God.
所以有时候我们当我们遇到这些人际关系的问题的时候，我们就要去向神祈求。
When you look at the chapter 32 from verse 8 to 12, this prayer that he prayed to God to ask him, and he also showed himself his weakness toward to God.
如果我们看第八节到十二节那边就讲到说，雅各是怎么样子向神祷告，而且也显出他的软弱。
And you look at verse 9 to verse 12, he didn't prove that I'm a strong man.
如果从第九章到第九节到十二节那边，雅各没有讲到说他是一个很坚强的人。
With a full of humility, show himself his weakness to God, but at the same time, ask for help.
他带着谦卑去向神祈求，也求神去帮助他。
Such a prayer truly helped the turn of the Esau's heart to change to be softened when Jacob met Esau.
这样子的祷告就让以扫的坚硬的心变成软弱的心。
Let us understand that sometimes the fear and the worry and anxiety, all these many times turn out our hindrance of faith.
所以我们要了解到说，惧怕跟忧虑有时候通常都会都是我们信仰的障碍。
We have to clear out this one before we meet God.
所以我们要把这些除掉。
When we look at the when the Jacob later on when he after he sent his two wives and cross over the Jordan River and everything and he became alone at that time. After he sent everything and he became alone before he crossed over the Jordan River.
当他的家里人甚至他的妻子也过了约旦河之后，他就剩下一个人在约旦河的另外一边。
And then verse 24, chapter 32.Then Jacob was left alone, and men wrestled with him until daybreak. He says.
在二十四节里面讲到说，只剩下雅各一人，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。
This is now it's kind of a true prayer.
这个是一个很真实的祷告。
Before he prayed verse 9 to 12, he also prayed to God at that time.
在之前第九节到十二节，他是有向神祷告。
But this prayer and later on the prayer from verse 24 to 32 is very different.
但是在后面二十四节到三十二节的祷告是完全不同的。
And chapter 32 verse from 9 to 12 is his prayer is ask for his security and his safety.
在第九节到十二节的祷告是向神祈求他的安全。
And also he himself is very very weak in the sight of God.
而且他也表明说，在神面前他是很软弱的。
But after he sent all his household and all his herd and the sheep and everything, and then cross over, he became alone. This is a different prayer.
但是当他把他家里人全部送过去约旦河对面的时候，他的祷告却是不同的。
And now he turned out to be he himself to be alone himself.
在那个时候，他就是只有一个人。
And he's not worried about anything else, but he asked for.Help and ask for blessing from God.
在那个时候，他在没有忧虑其他东西，在只是向神祈求帮助。
In our life, sometimes a certain when we kneel down in the sight of God, we go through a certain stage of our prayer.
也很多时候，当我们跪下来向神祷告的时候，我们也会经过不同的层次。
Many times at the beginning, our prayer is very shallow.
在刚刚开始我们祷告的时候是很空虚的。
Many times we pray about our matter, our own life and our job and career.
我们只是为我们的工作、我们的生活祷告。
Many times these things is really, really need in our life to help us our life to sustain in this world.
这些事情都是我们在生活上所必须的。
But then once we get into the deep into our prayer, we need more than that.
但是当我们祷告在深入的再深入下去的话，我们需要的不只是这些。
When Jacob wrestled with the man of God at this time, his prayer is this is a deep prayer.
当雅各跟天使摔跤的时候，他这个祷告是很深入的祷告。
When chapter 32 from verse 9 to 12, when he prayed to God at that time, God didn't show up.
当在第九节到十二节的祷告的时候，神没有向他显现。
This is a one way of prayer.
在那个时候只是一个单向、
There's、
单方向的祷告。
Anybody just God or anybody come up to 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 communicate with him, but it's one way of his own prayer.
他只是单方面的去向神祷告，神没有在那边回应他。
But when Jacob was left alone before he crossed over the Joppa River, it's completely different than all.
但是当雅各在约旦河另外一边一个人的时候，却是不同的。
This prayer is wrestled with the man of God, which is interact with God.
他这个祷告是跟天使摔跤，就是互相有沟通的。
And this is true struggling in a spiritual sense that they wrestle with the God.
这个在属灵上也是代表着跟神沟通。
And Jacob do not talking about his household or anything about, and also man of God do not mention about the Jacob's household security.
在这个时候，当雅各没有在向神祈求关于他家里人的，或者是神也没有在答应他关于他家里人的事情。
Now here the describing is rest with the man of God, but the more like a spiritual sense, the prayer is into with God, they interact each other, they communicate with God.
在这里讲到说。他跟神人摔跤，其实就是等于跟神互相的沟通。
So through this struggling, God truly help him. God truly bless him.
接着这个摔跤，神就真正的去祝福他。
And according to the verse 25, chapter 32.
我们看看三十二章的二十五节。
25, when he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh, so the socket.A socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him.
25节，那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝在睡觉的时候就扭了。
This is the beginning of the blessing to Jacob spiritually.
这个就是属灵上雅各得到祝福的开始。
So far, he struggled his own way of his life.
在之前，他都是按照自己的方法去追求他的福气。
But when the man of God touched the socket of his thigh, now he became crippled. He cannot walk properly.
但是当这个天使摸他大腿窝的时候，他就变成一个瘸腿的人，他不能够再正常的走路。
Physically, something he lost.
在肉体上，他是失去了一些。
Physically, he hurt himself.
在肉体上，他是受到伤害。
But spiritually, he's the one, the moment, that gained a lot of blessing from God at that moment.
但是在属灵上，他却是在那个时候得到神很大的福气。
I'm sure that during the struggle, he knew himself his weakness, but through this wrestle, he became a strong man, spiritually.
我相信，当他在有受到挣扎的时候，他知道自己是软弱的人。但是在这里，当他摔跤的时候，他就知他的。灵性就开始有力量。
He truly holding God and ask for the blessing. This blessing is a spiritual blessing.
他开始知道要去抓住神，去得到这些属灵的祝福。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
Then he said, "Let me go, for the dawn is breaking." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me."
那人说：“天黎明了，容我去吧。”雅各说：“你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。”
What this mean of your blessing?What do you think that this blessing here?
那究竟这里所讲的祝福是什么福气呢？
This is a spiritual blessing.
这个就是属灵上的福气。
In verse 27.
二十七节。
So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob."
二十八节。
And 28.
二十八节。
And he said, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed."Now here he received the blessing from the man of God.
在这里就讲到说他从天使手上得到福气。
The blessing is change his name.
这个福气就是把他的名字改。
The moment he wrestled with God at the beginning, his name was Jacob.
当他还没跟天使摔跤之前，他的名字叫雅各。
But toward the end of his wrestle with the man of God, his name is changed.
但是当他跟天使摔跤的过程中，他的名字却改变了。
Now no more Jacob, but it turned out to be Israel.
不再叫雅各，而是叫以色列。
This is the true blessing.
这个就是真正的福
气。Why we kneel down to in front of God, we pray to God because we want this blessing from God.
为什么我们会跪在神的面前祷告呢？就是因为我们要追求这个这样子的福气。
Many times our Christian life, we go through our life to experience of the worldly experience that we can.Little bit of experience of God from there and there.
所以在 我们日常生活中不同的体验上，我们可以从不同的体验上体验到神。
But true blessing comes through our prayer.
但是真正的福气是从我们的祷告得来的。
Through the prayer, we can change our name.
借着祷告，我们可以改变我们的名字。
So everybody has their own nature. The nature that we're full of sins.
每一个人都有自己的本性，每一个本性对于都是充满罪恶的。
Although we are the chosen race, but there's a many sinful, simple thought and idea, our own way of striving, our own way of our life.
虽然我们是被拣选的人，但是我们的想法有时候也会有很多邪恶的想法。
But how we can give up ourselves, we can obtain this blessing through the prayer.
那我们要怎么样子去舍己，去得到这样子的福气呢？就是要借着祷告。
Of course, we need to pray like a chapter 32, like a 9, chapter 30 to 9 to 12, this kind of prayer.But in order to gain our spiritual blessing, turn our life, transform our life, we need to pray like a Jacob, just like a Jacob wrestled with the man of God.
当然，我们还是需要好像第九节到十二节的这样子的祷告。但是，如果我们要改变我们的生命，要改变，要得到属灵的福气的话，我们就好像雅各这样子，要跟神摔跤。
We know when we receive the baptism, and when we come out from the water, the new being come out.
我们知道，当我们从啊受洗从水里面上来的时候，我们就是新人。
Then how we can get, how we can keep up our old being, our own old nature?
但是我们要怎么样子去放弃我们以前的本性呢
？Through the prayer,
就是要借着祷告。
So prayer help us to change our life to be like a new being, a new person in the sight of God.
所以祷告会帮助我们，让我们在神面前改成为一个新人。
And then we can be like a Jacob, then we cross over. Actually, he come back to the promised land.
然后我们就会好像雅各一样，过了约旦河回去他自己的啊应许之地。
And this is true blessing.
这个就是真正的福气。
That's why we ask our brother and sister, we encourage each other to pray to God.
所以我们都会鼓励弟兄姐妹向神祷告。
We can be the certain we.A certain like now level or stage of our faith.
我们的信仰有不同的层次。
God also give us a certain His own way to bless us each one of us according to our own faith.
神也会按照我们自己的不同的信心去祝福我们。
But we have to strive ourselves hard to reach up to this kind of prayer, like a Jacob wrestled with the man of God.
但是我们也是应该要。下功夫好像雅各这样子向神祷告。
We need to secure our own life, but we have to ask for something more than this kind of material blessings.
当然，我们需要生活的保障，但是我们要追求的比这些更加重要。
We need a spiritual blessing.
我们需要有属灵的福气。
We have to change ourselves.
我们需要改变自己啊！我们需要改变自己。
Our prayer deep into enough that we can wrestle with the man of God.
我们要有深入的祷告，才能够跟天使摔跤。
So let the God of God's hand to hit ourselves, so that we can give up ourselves, so that He change our name. This is true transformation of life to be a spiritual man.
所以让神的手打我们，让我们可以改变我们的名字，也换成一个新人。
I hope that God bless us all the brothers and sisters in the Northridge.
Yes, 愿神祝福我们每位弟兄姐妹在这里的每一位弟兄姐妹。
In our path and our prayer, be like a Jacob, like a wrestle with the man of God.
在我们的祷告里面也学习雅各跟天使摔跤。
Let's sing him 144.
我们请唱赞美诗144首。